deposit available for a limited time, you can get into your own home with startpointhomes.com.au.
Self-isolation, looking for things to watch. I won't lie, I'm running out of things. I've binge-watched most of my favourite TV shows. But Channel 10 have done something. This is genius, Feb. You are starring in an episode of Drunk History. Now, this is a series where they get a celebrity to have a few drinks and explain a story or something that happened in history. And yes. Yours has just, as of 5 a.m. this morning, been uploaded. We've not watched it yet.
Yeah, I've not watched it either, Boxy. And they don't just give you a few drinks. You get drunk.
Well, I'm drinking responsibly. But, Fev, tell us, we're going to listen to some of these grabs. What was the part of history that you were supposed to be explaining?
Now, I can't, because we did this last year and I got real pissed. I can't remember that. Seriously, Brownlow 2009 style, where I couldn't remember the second half of the count. I can't remember, but it was a guy who come over from Italy, and he got into King's Cross and started opening up nightclubs and brothels and did all that sort of stuff. And he was a bit of a
underbelly
bad man.
Style.
It was an underbelly style. Yeah, I can't remember what his name was.
Fev can't even remember the name of the guy that he was asked to cover. He was that drunk. Okay.
Okay, can we have a listen to how this played out?
Don't. No,
have you heard? You haven't heard any of this, Fev?
No, I've never watched it.
Wow. Okay, here we go.
It dropped this morning at 5 o'clock.
Here we go. Let's play this one.
I'm Brendan Favola. I'm going to tell you a story about Abe Saffron, a.k.a. Mr. Sin, the man who started King's Cross, Sydney. Not much of a storyteller, but I love drinking, so here we go. Cheers.
That's the start. So it gets worse.
I sounded pissed already.
Oh, we've got more. Here we go.
He got his strippers, his girls, to go up to all the big dogs and say, hey, do you want to go into this room and have some fun? Ooh, they all say. See how short the drinks have got? She was pouring them to there before.
Whinging about my drinks.
There's even more. Sorry, Fev. There's even more. Here we go. Oh,
God. Jimmy looked at him and said, "Oh, what you're talking about? Your f***ing what? Your f***ing I don't know how to speak Scottish. You don't need it. No, can't do it. But I reckon that would have been the conversation. So all of a sudden, the gloves turn around. Oh, that's what happened. He like knocked his tooth out, but broke his jaw. And Jimmy went, hey. And put his tooth back in.
What is going on?
This is amazing.
Oh my God.
I took my actual tooth out. They were pumped.
I'm sure
he actually
did.
He actually got knocked out and his tooth fell out. And I'm like, I've got a fake tooth.
That's your party
so
trick.
I did that.
Wow.
God, how good's my Scottish accent?
We'll make sure we put all of the links at our Instagram for how you can watch Fev. Okay, so Fev on Drunk History. It just went up 2 hours ago on demand on 10 Play, but we'll give you all the details on our Insta story.
Fifi. God, I was slurring the word, Foxy.
Fifi, Fev, Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
Yes, we're crossing to Northern Italy, Bologna, to see how our dear friend Kate Langbrook is coping. Katie, how are you?
Oh, Faith, can you come and get me?
Oh, you poor thing. How many weeks is it now, Kate?
So we're in our third week of lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in our fifth week of homeschool. Yes. So, you know, things have sort of happened gradually. You know, first the schools were closed and then, you know, restaurants and bars were open till 6 o'clock at night and then they had to close and then just every couple of days it feels like something else happens, something else closes, there's something else you're not allowed to do. So we're literally going for days and days now where we don't leave the apartment. We're still allowed out to go and buy food, but you've got to have a form, a police form that you fill out.
Amazing.
That you have to have with you. And, of course, the printer's not open, so I've got the form, like a photo of it on my phone, and if I get stopped by the police, I'm just like, mate, I don't know what you want me to do, but that's what we're doing. The kids
How's
are
How's Katie the teacher going?
Bratty.
How's Katie the homeschool
Katie
teacher going?
The teacher. You don't want her, Fev. You don't want her, or maybe
my kids
do.
Don't want me either.
Well, we would have made a perfect pair.
Yeah, we would have.
Do you know what?
Anyway.
Do you know what I wanted to know? Because you know how tough we're doing it here at the moment, and so many people have lost their jobs. I mean, already got a million jobs lost just on Monday. They're saying more to come. We're not hearing much about what's happened in Italy in that regard. What is the state over there in terms of welfare? How many people have lost their jobs? Is that a big concern there?
I imagine that it is. I think there's probably a couple of mitigating circumstances to it that mean that people aren't, you know, as adversely affected. One is the government pretty well from the start, we gather from friends of ours, who's got a restaurant, said they were going to pay 80% of people's wages.
Wow.
Who couldn't work during this time. So that was very, very early on. Jeez. I mean, we can't really read too much Italian news, so we're a bit limited in that regard. But certainly there is not the same, there doesn't seem to be the same economic despair, which I'm sure will come, but it certainly doesn't seem to be like that. The sense is more that they need to ride this out first, and I guess that's fair enough. When people are dying, that's your immediate priority. And then, and you also, you know, the Italians, hey, we sorted that shit out later, you know?
Now, Katie,
maybe it's a bit of that as well.
I did watch you on the project last night, and you gave me a good laugh in these tough times. Now, I hear you've got a little Al Capone in the paint business hanging out in the house, just stashing stuff.
So my teenage daughter, who's quite artistic, has got a stash of paints and brushes. And after 5 weeks of not being able to get anything, the little boys are just desperate, like desperate. And she is doling it out like a drug dealer in prison. She's like... The other night she gave Yanni, the little one who's 10, she gave him, she said, all right, you can have a tube of paint if you give me some Tic Tacs.
So
he gave her some Tic Tacs and she gave him a tube of pink glittery paint. He was quite disgusted, but he had nothing else.
That's so cute. Oh, Kate, well, look, we love touching base with you. Thank you for joining us. We know you're under the pump at the moment, but you just stay safe with Pete and the kids, and we're thinking of you.
That's the only thing that we can do, isn't it, guys? I mean, that's the only thing that we can do. Doctors and nurses are on the front line. God knows everyone else is suffering. The only thing you can do is stay at home and hope to kill the beast.
Yeah, well said, Kate.
Yeah, well said, Katie.
And we're here, obviously, here on the Fox for people to talk to. The line's always open, 13 10 60. It's quite late now there for Kate, so we'll let you get to bed.
See, loved ones, we're actually watching the Tiger King.
Amazing, Kate.
Crazy.
Best thing I've seen in a year.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
We've got Fifi broadcasting from where she has been for quite some time, obviously, with the new bub. She's had the home set up for quite some time. We now have Fev in Mia's room, which is unusual. So Fev's in his daughter's room because that's where the best internet is in his house. And then I'm here, isolated, with a lot of space around me, in the home studio at the Fox. So we're all broadcasting in this new world, aren't we, guys?
Yes, and speaking of this new world, what is happening is lots of parents that are either staying at home or working from home, kids aren't at school. There's a lot of time with the kids, and we're going to touch base with everybody about how their kids are coping, how you're coping with the kids. Now, this is some audio that went viral from the UK. We're going to play very, very funny. With, obviously, a lot of services shutting down, cafes, restaurants, listen to this little girl. Girl's reaction. She would be maybe 4. This is her reaction to a lot of takeaway places no longer being open.
Layla?
Yeah?
Nando's is closed as well. We love Nando's. And KFC. And McDonald's.
Chinese closed too.
Chinese is closed too. Pizza Hut's closed too. You've literally got to eat mummy's cooking now. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Mum's cooking must be horrific.
Oh, that's so
did we,
funny.
Guys, did we record? Was that a conversation between Alex Favola and Brendan? I mean, you're sure that wasn't Fev?
I was the one crying. Oh, God.
It's so funny. But, you know, the strangest things are happening. Like in my house at the moment, what's happening, Fev? And so Trixie, and this is really good for her, she's discovered FaceTime with her friends. So pretty much from when I stop work now, she'll ask for my phone because she'll be on my – she's on my iPad and my phone FaceTiming mm-hmm. people. But what's happening, they're draining the devices. So I am constantly – I've got my phone – you'll notice this. I'm off my phone for about 5 or 6 hours because Trix has got it FaceTiming.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting back to people. The other upside is, though, she's playing tennis in the backyard against the wall and the windows. And she – I was watching her yesterday going, you're not missing a ball. Like
– wow.
And she did a little message. You saw it, Fev. I'll just play it. This was because Kevin, if you're listening, Kevin, her tennis coach, she wanted to let him know how well she was going.
Hi, Kevin. I've been practicing.
She was incredible. I watched this 8 times, Fiona, when I was in bed, and I'm going, have a look at this. She was chasing balls down. She hit about 50 in a row. And I'm like, I've seen Fiona play tennis. I don't think that was back at Wonga Park, but she's got some good genes because her old man was pretty good at sport.
Yeah,
so
I think
she's got those genes.
Yeah, I think that's where it comes
incredible.
From. Yeah, definitely where it comes
she's
from.
I was looking out there going, gosh, I could. There could be a Yelena Dokic situation here. I won't try and be as bad as her
Mate,
dad.
Serena
but
Williams.
I might keep this up. The other cute thing, now 131060, call in. How are your kids coping? How are you coping? Here's another one, Fev. I found her in the backyard and she's making potions. How cute is this? This is her with lots of leaves and hang on a second. I'll just play it off my phone. Hang on.
She's just reaching.
The old potions.
Here she goes. She's reaching for the iPhone now. She's going to.
She's reaching. For the, I'll take it off mute.
Here we go.
So what have you put in there?
Leaves, pink flower petals, dirt, water, leaves, and little berries.
And then what does the potion do?
Oh, and these potted plants.
Those ones. What does the potion do?
Everything.
Mmm.
Mama.
Yeah?
I was wondering if we could get a bird bath from Bunnings.
Hey, they deliver.
I know. Well done, Bunnings.
Great
We're going to
promo.
Be delivering a bird bath.
Unbelievable. Hey, the line's already ringing, guys, so everyone's in the same boat here if you are a parent. And a mad shout-out to my son, Zephyr, in LA with his mum, and I've been doing a lot of WhatsApp calls with him, and he's in good spirits in Los Angeles with his mum. But 131060, guys.
101.9 The Fox.
Instagram is really busy at the moment. Fifi, Fev, Byron, get in touch with us, DM us, and leave comments under our post as well, Fif.
Even share tips about what we can do with kids because we're day 5 of self-isolation and, you know, 6-year-old, an 8-month-old, Daisy, I've got that under control, but it can be difficult, Fev, can't it?
It can because we've been great this week. Our kids have not been able to go to any sport, so they're loving that, so they've been chilling out, but they've been homeschooled, so they've got their teacher online, but now it's coming to the weekend. That's when it might get a bit cray-cray because Daddy's already going cray-cray. So, yeah, send through some tips, some games, and then we'll record them and play them on Monday morning. That'd be awesome.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Amanda in Glenroy. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Amanda, how are you going with the kids in self-isolation? Are you coping?
It's hectic. I think it's just really hard to explain to them why we're stuck at home. I think that's the biggest challenge, why they can't go to the park, and it's just really hard to try and get that message through to them.
It is, and do you know what, Amanda? A couple of days ago, we had a child psychologist on the show to help with that, and the advice we were given is you need to be honest. You need to explain, but you just explain that it's like a cold that's going around and we just don't want everyone to get the cold. You don't mention the dire things perhaps and the issues at hospitals, but if you just say things like that, like it's really important we don't spread a cold or catch this cold and but I admit it's hard.
There was a meme going around yesterday on our parents' WhatsApp, Boxy, and it said, I asked my 8-year-old yesterday what they thought coronavirus was, and my 8-year-old replied, because we've run out of toilet paper.
It's the cause of it.
Well, I had Trixie. She was she's desperate for a play date, and that's why we're doing lots of FaceTiming. But yesterday she was, and I said no. She was like, "Please, can I have a play date?" And I said no. And she said, "Did the government say I can't have a play date?"
Yes, they did. Actually,
the government said that.
But what about this guy?
She asked me, "What about the Queen?" Said it got weird. She's like, "Isn't the Queen the boss of the government?"
Okay, I have to explain
the Commonwealth now. This is really tough.
It's quite technical. But Amanda does have one idea, and maybe we've got some influence. Maybe we've got some pull here, and we can help. Amanda, what is your idea to try and get kids to understand this more?
Well, Bluey is our hero, and Bluey basically educates our kids on everything from bushwheeze to eating their vegetables. So my husband and I have jumped on board to hopefully get them on board to try and put a spin on the coronavirus to help them understand a little bit more.
Who's Bluey, guys?
That is a great idea. Oh, Bluey's amazing.
Sing it, Boxy.
Mum, dad, bingo. We all do the dance in our house, and I have to stop and freeze when after mum, and then Trixie's bingo and she jumps in my arms like bingo does. But anyway, on that, Amanda, great initiative. And I reckon Bluey recently did a hand wash. They've done some hand washing campaigns that I think are floating around social media. But did you notice on last night's episode, Rug Island, did you watch it, Amanda?
No, I didn't. I missed it.
Wow. Well, there's a really
interesting... Is Rug Island like the island you used to watch, Love Island?
No. They make an island in the background. But it was the first time I was confused by a Bluey issue because... Sorry to stop down the show.
Oh, sure.
A football was thrown over by a neighbour, and then Dad said to Bluey and Bingo, you have to give the football back. And they said, oh, Daddy, we want to keep it. And the dad let them keep it.
Hang on, Bluey.
I looked at Trixie and I went...
9/10 of the law.
No, that's the wrong messaging. You've got to give the ball back.
Maybe Bluey shouldn't be explaining this to everyone. Anyway, thank
Bluey's
you, Amanda.
Had a mare.
We'll see if... just quickly put out your petition, because it's a change.org petition to get Bluey to explain it. Just quickly put it out there. Well, just the address. Don't worry, we'll do a swipe up. Thank you. We'll do a swipe up at our Instagram.
Just get Bluey to throw the ball back.
You can't be keeping other people's property, Bluey.
We'll take another call quickly, guys. Belinda in Bentley East is on the line.
Hi, Belinda.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you going at home, Belinda?
Oh, we're getting through.
Oh, good, good, good. How are the kids?
They're doing all right. We've got lots of activities.
Excellent. What like? Can you share some?
Yeah, so our neighbourhood has been participating in, we're going on a bear hunt where we all put the teddy bears in our windows. So we've got three windows across the front of our house. We're filled with teddy bears and superheroes and everything. And yesterday we went for a little walk while I was on my lunch break because I'm working from home, and the kids on the scooters, and we were seeing what teddy bears we could see in people's windows.
That's a great idea. Really, I love this.
Okay, so you've seen this, guys.
How did you know about it, Belinda? Because my friend sent me a text about it. How do people find out where the bear hunts are?
So we've got a local community Facebook page, but apparently it's worldwide.
It's gone worldwide, It's gone all around the world.
Get around that.
Someone in Caroline Springs started it, I think. Someone was actually started in Australia. Started it.
Okay, well, to
a little thing. If you walk past my house now, guys, there's a big fat bear sitting in the window.
In a grey T-shirt and shorts.
Look at Feb, he's actually waving at his window right now.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Yes, Melbourne, we're going to get through this together, okay? We've got to support each other, support our small businesses, cut everyone a bit of slack, be nice, be kind, smile, stay at home if you can, if you can't, if there's essential needs to go out, of course, go and do that. But look at the world even. I mean, America now has more cases than any other country of coronavirus, COVID-19. New York, they're calling the epicenter. That has 10 times more COVID-19 cases than any other state in America. And a good friend of ours is in New York at the moment, Thomas Green. Tom, hello.
It is so nice to hear your voice. Hey, Steve. Hey, guys. How are we?
Oh,
good,
Tom.
Good, Tom.
You know, everyone in Melbourne's doing it tough in Australia. Now, you are sitting there in what looks terrifying. They're saying everyone in New York will get this. And, Tom, you've even just gone tested. How was that?
The test's a weird experience. I'm sure you guys have heard about it. The swab that goes right up the nasal passage. It feels like someone's scratching your brain. But I was getting sick about 7 days ago after a trip was cut short to London. So I came back and then got symptoms sort of straight away. And after respiratory issues developed, went and got tested. So don't hold out if something happens.
What's New York like? Talk us through. I mean, that is one of the most confined cities with people living on top of each other and all the apartment buildings in Manhattan. What is it like there? What are the streets like?
The streets, since about Sunday when the whole city went into lockdown, have been dead quiet, which is sort of eerie. I can hear everything my neighbours are doing. Everyone is on top of each other right now. It's strange. It's really unusual. And it's about time that people actually started to heed the warnings, because everyone was really late behind it, not taking it seriously, similar to, I think, Italy's situation. And then it was a bit too late, I think, for preventative measures. So now what they're guessing, that potentially 30% of the population already have it and it's only increasing. So it's interesting. It's really weird.
Hey, Tommy, mate, your president over there, Donald Trump, came out yesterday and said that by Easter Sunday, everyone will be back working and in churches celebrating Easter. What are the chances of that?
That is pure insanity, if that's going to happen. I absolutely can't foresee it. No one can, really. I don't know if that's a political plot to his base, but it's just, that would be a disaster. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, in New York State, he's sort of been a bit of a saviour to a lot of people here at the moment. Everyone's listening to his daily briefings. He seems to be the only sane one leading the situation. He's saying that it's just an absolute disaster waiting to happen on the ground if things open by Easter. It just can't happen.
What's the food situation, Tom? Are you able to go out daily or weekly to get your shop, or how's it work?
The grocery stores are open. Everyone's wearing masks and pretty preventative. A lot of the local corner delis and convenience shops have started reducing their hours and almost closing. It's just dead, Trev. It's just quiet. The doctors this morning was obviously open, but I live in northern Brooklyn, and usually where it's absolutely bustling and pumping with activity, it was just dead quiet.
Oh, well, Tommy, we know that you're waiting for your results. It doesn't sound good. Your symptoms don't sound great, but you just say stay safe. We're thinking of you. I mean, we say this to everyone in Melbourne. We're all in this together, but we're really all in this together around the world. So you just stay safe and we'll stay in touch.
Yeah, thanks, Faith. I appreciate it, guys. My love to you all and love to Melbourne. Hope everyone's staying safe and taking care of each other, yeah?
Yeah, he's one of the best blokes you'll meet, Thomas Green. Used to work on this show as our audio producer. And in that little WhatsApp group we've got going, I'll make sure I keep sending some funny memes to keep the spirits up, Thomas.
Oh, it's the Good Boys.
Yes, it's called the Good Boys. Anyway.
I'm not in that group.
Well, no, there are things in
it's
there.
It's called the Good Boys. I'm not in it. That's
hurtful.
You shouldn't see. Anyway, thanks,
that's
Thomas.
That's sexy.
It's a boys app, and I'm not in it.
I can't believe it.
And the names are Good Boys about me. It's a Good Boy, Brendan.
Thomas, you're the administrator. Do you want to let Fee and Fev in?
Yeah, look, I'll run it past Leon.
The Fox.
1019. The Fox.
We've said this and we continue to mean it. Melbourne, this is your radio show. We are keeping the lines of communication open, supporting each other through this. And if there's any help you need, contact us, 131060. Any important messaging you want to get out there. If you need personal support, we're here for you. We've got care packages that we're sending out to people in need. And in dire situations, a lot of people who are self-isolating, who have low mobility or maybe elderly, or maybe you've got loved ones you can't reach, this is a really tough time. So head to fox.com.au to register for a care package. Now, we've got a registration here from Carly. And Carly wrote, I would like Fifi, Fev and Byron to help out my Nana, who just got back from overseas and has had to put herself in quarantine. She had to end her trip early, and it was her birthday on Tuesday, so she couldn't even celebrate.
Oh.
She lives in Cockatoo, so even if she could leave the house, they only have a little supermarket and supplies there are really limited. So thank you, Carly, for that. And we've got your Nana on the line, Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're good. Happy birthday for Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, what a birthday. No prezzies, no restaurant, no car, not even a birthday. I didn't even get a coffee scroll with a candle in it.
Oh,
I know. But you know what? There's heaps of people that are a heck of a lot worse off. You know, but we're sort of getting along okay. A couple of years ago, I was in Beijing and, you know, to see where they'd had the Olympics. And you went to the ladies' loo after queuing up forever. They take your photo and you get four sheets of toilet paper so you don't double dip. Yeah. And I feel just like that, counting the toilet rolls, counting the bits of paper. Wouldn't want to have diarrhoea, mate.
Whoa! Christine needs a show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Hey, mate, Aunty Lynn lives in Cockatoo. They breed them well up there.
Oh, no, we're going all right. We're starting to really, really run out of food, and because we're a little town, you know, we've got six shops and I think three of them's closed. So, and we've got a supermarket, but they don't deliver. And I rang them. We come out of virus in about another 9 days. God knows how we're going to make that, but anyhow, they said, "Hang on a minute." I said, "Hey, I'm an old geezer, you know. Do I get in early?" It said, "Oh no, we're not doing that." Oh. You know, it's like, hello.
Are we sure we're not talking to Denise Scott?
Okay, you know, that works for me in 8 days. I'll have to get down there and scrap it with the youngies. Get a couple of toilet rolls. I'm glad when it's all over, but I bet everybody else will be as well. So,
Christine, you've got a sense of humour. We love that. That up. In fact, we'd love to keep checking in with you just for some laughs.
Call us anytime.
Yes, please.
I feel for you though because your holiday was cut short. So you often when you go on a holiday, you clean out your fridge. You don't have much.
We did. I mean, what do? You go away and leave rotting food to come home to? Well, you know, you open the fridge door and you're 5 feet across the room with the smell. You know, hello. So we cleaned out the fridge. We got nothing in the no fresh fridges. You know, or what little ones there have flung their arms up in the air and died. So you know. There's absolutely nothing in our fridge. So, so when my daughter, I had a daughter pick me up from the airport, I was really going to say the Air Force then, she got us a bit of long life and some bread and a couple of veggies and away we go for a couple of days. But, I'm looking at TV in the background. There's nothing on the shelf, so I won't rush to the supermarket anyhow.
Well, you know what? You don't need to because guess what? We are sending you a care pack, Christine. You've got everything in there. Don't you worry about it. We've got the toilet paper, hand sanitizer. We've got soup. We've got all fresh fruit and veggies from the Dandenong Market.
How good is that?
Long life milk. So much in there. We've even got a deck of cards.
And I can gamble with myself and win for the first time in my life.
Mate, you can FaceTime. Maybe we can play cards together. Mate, can we send her a bottle of alcohol and then call her back?
Oh, my God. I know that'd be good. Then I could open the bottle of alcohol, then play cards and win twice.
You might be the best caller we've ever had on the show. There's a lot more in there. Fief has barely scratched the surface. It is such a huge care pack, and we want to thank all the businesses we've got behind this to make it possible and help great people like Christine in Cockatoo, Dexter's Cleaning and Supplies, fantastic work with the toilet paper, Coles with their vouchers, Emma and Tom's with those amazing bars, and they've got the cacao and vanilla superfood balls and all that good stuff, Dandenong Market, Remedy Kombucha. Do you do any knitting at all, Christine?
No, not in my decade. No, that's more for the young ones, you know, the 15-year-olds. They whip up a jumper. But no, in our age group, no, don't do it.
Apparently
not. Mate, if you're ever feeling flat, just listen to this playback on something on our podcast or anything, because this has got me that up and about.
Knitting needles in there for, I guess, when eventually a young one comes and visits when we can get through.
Well, yes. No, they could knit me a jumper. A pair of booties and a jumper, that'd be nice.
Pink and teal, the colours of the fox. You'll be knitting something in those colours or whoever can knit. Oh, I feel like we could talk until 10, but we better leave you. But it won't be the last time we hear from you, Christine.
Okay, well, you look after yourself.
We will. You too, Christine.
Mate. Oh, I will. Kicking goals out in Cockatoo.
Metricon, the easy way at Mandalay with 5% deposit and no repayments until completed. Conditions apply.